Decades ago, the Solovetsky Islands in Russia's far north were the chosen location for the former Soviet Union's first labor camps. What was once a place of exile is now a popular tourist destination. ZNPR's Anne Gerrold reports the history of the islands is dramatic and the story still unfolding.
The trip north to Solovki, as the islands are known, ends in the hold of a crammed, smelly ship heading 3 hours into the frigid White Sea. For Russian tourists, it's worth the voyage. These remote islands sum up their country's greatest achievements and its greatest tragedy. Father Porfiry is abbot of the newly restored Solovetsky Monastery.
For 500 years, this place reflected the genius and power of God. The communist revolution was the story of a great fall. Now we've overcome all that and see the restoration of Russia and its spiritual life.
As part of that restoration, the Orthodox Church wants to control the islands. Father Porfiry is well placed to manage this. He was an economist before taking orders and spent time studying management at MIT. Given the close relationship between the church and the government, despite a legal separation of church and state, the monastery's control of Solovki seems likely. This alarms residents and tour operators who stand to lose their livelihoods, and it angers people like scientist Vladimir Tobolsky.
The government has invested so much power in the church because it couldn't find any other ideology. The church should be financed by believers or private contributors, not by taxpayers like me. I told the patriarch that given the island's history, they now belong to all Russians.
So first, some history to understand why Solovki means so much to different people. In the 15th century, monks moved here to expand the influence of the Orthodox Church in the state. Though cut off from the mainland by ice for at least 6 months a year, they built a huge stone fortress with stunning churches. After the 1917 Russian Revolution, the Soviet authorities closed this revered monastery and turned it into a prison. Anna Yakovlova, a local historian, says Solovki was the perfect place and the prototype for the brutal labor camp system to come.
Living quarters, so on, we are ready for prisoners. Second reason, a full isolation and no escapes from here. And it was like a training place for all next camps. How to feed prisoners, how to dress them, how to kill, how deep the mass graves had to be, and so on.
Over half the 80,000 prisoners sent here died, among them the country's leading scientists, clergy, and writers.
Different punishments were practiced. One of them was called to be sent to mosquitoes. Naked prisoner was brought to the forest, tied to the tree, no possibility to beat the mosquitoes. And they covered like living carpets. Prisoners didn't die. They became mad.
The island's many churches and shrines are being restored at the state's expense. Though technically historical monuments, monks have taken up residence, and the church wants the islands turned into a religious pilgrimage site. Local tour operator Oleg Kadola is fighting back.
It's all about money. If the church gets its way, all tours will have to be bought through them. We live here and have developed all this, and the church is proposing we give it all up?
Historian Anna Yakovleva, a devout believer, is torn.
The life of many inhabitants of the village will change. I feel sorry for them, for the people, my neighbors and my friends.
There are 1,000 residents compared to just 40 monks, but somehow the church has managed to dictate the way people live here. The monastery has succeeded in closing down the community center because it objected to rock music and dancing on what it considers holy islands. Residents aren't happy, but they're afraid to speak out. 32-year-old Andrei Boldirev, who's bringing up 4 children here, has kept silent. But now he's gearing up for a fight.
I'm concerned that we'll be moved from here, and that frightens us. But I have my rights, and I will stand up for them.
It's a fight over property and who owns these islands' history. In the late 1930s, the Soviet authorities decided the Solovki prison was economically unsustainable and closed it down. More than 1,000 Solovki prisoners disappeared without trace. In 1995, researchers from Memorial, a human rights organization, finally uncovered documents showing they'd been secretly moved to the mainland, executed, and dumped in mass graves in a remote forest at Sandarmokh.
They chose a place where no one would see. They didn't just shoot the prisoners, but those who drove them here and those who dug the graves. They didn't want anyone to know what happened.
Historian Sergei Koltiran walks through what is now a cemetery, carefully tending the wooden crosses placed by relatives. He believes Solovki must be open to all and its memories kept alive so that something like this can never happen again. He worries the government is once again trying to hide what once happened, emphasizing instead Russia's victories and successes. His own relatives disappeared into the gulag, and he's not been able to find where or how they died. He says it's increasingly difficult to get access to government archives.
Приоткрыта дверочка. Мы маленько посмотрели.
In the 90s, the door opened a crack. We were able to get some information.
He says those doors are now closing. Ann Garrels, NPR News.
For a closer look at the Solovetsky Islands and a peek into their dark history, you can come to our website, npr.org. You're listening to NPR News.